Atma Bodha, self-knowledge of Adi Shankaracharya. For the sake of the seekers after release, whose sins have been destroyed through tapas, who have become calm, and who are devoid of attachment, this treatise, Atma Bodha, self-knowledge, is written. Compared to other means, knowledge indeed is the sole direct means to release. As is fire for cooking, without knowledge, release does not result. Action does not remove nescience, as it is not opposed to it. Knowledge does destroy nescience, as light destroys dense darkness. On account of ignorance, the self appears conditioned, as it were. When that is destroyed, the pure self verily shines alone of its own accord, like the sun when the cloud is dispelled. The soul rendered dirty by ignorance, knowledge purifies through the practice of knowledge, and itself subsides like the power of the cleaning nut, precipitating itself after precipitating other impurities suspended in water. The transmigratory tract, samsara, filled with attachments and aversions, is indeed like a dream. It appears as if real in its time, but becomes unreal on awakening. The world appears as if real only so long as Brahman, which is the non-dual substrate of all, has not been known, even as the nacre silver appears real until its substrate, nacre, has been seen. In the material cause, the universal substrate, the Supreme Lord, the worlds reach the state of origination, sustentation, and dissolution, like bubbles in water. In the eternal Vishnu, the all-pervading, the underlying existence, consciousness, self, all the different particulars are projected like bracelets in gold. Like space, the all-pervading Lord, as conditioned by the different adjuncts appears different because of that difference and becomes unconditioned, that which alone is, when that difference is destroyed. It is as conditioned by the different adjuncts that caste, name, stage of life, etc., are superimposed on the self, like the difference of taste, color, etc., on water. Born of the quintuplicated great elements and acquired through past acts, the gross body is said to be the seat of experiencing pleasures and pains. Composed of the five vital airs, pancha prana, mind, intellect, and the 10 sense organs, born of the non-quintuplicated elements, the subtle body is the instrument for experiencing pleasures and pains. The beginningless, indeterminable nescience is said to be the causal adjunct. Understand the self to be other than the triple adjuncts. On account of conjunction with the five sheaths, etc., the pure self remains of the nature of the respective adjuncts, even as the crystal remains, respectively colored, as it were, on account of conjunction with a blue cloth, etc. The self that is conjoined with the husk of the body, etc., the five sheaths, one should discriminate as the inner pure reality through the pounding which is reasoning, even as the rice grain is removed from the husk through pounding. Although the self is always everywhere, it does not shine in all things. It shines only in the intellect, as the reflection does in clear media like a mirror or water. Know the self as different from the body, sense organs, mind, intellect, and primal nature, and as the witness of their modes always, even as the king is the witness of the action of the ministers, etc. While the sense organs operate, the self appears as if operating to those that are non-discriminating, even as the moon seems to move while the clouds are moving. Depending on the self that is consciousness, the body, sense organs, mind, and intellect are active in respect of their objects, even as the people are active in various ways, depending on the sun's light. attributes and activities of the body and the sense organs. The ignorant people, by non-discrimination, superimpose on the existence consciousness as the blue color, etc., on the sky. Out of ignorance, the agency, etc., of the limiting adjunct, the mind, are superimposed on the self, even as the movement, etc., of water are superimposed, imagined on the image of the moon reflected in water. Attachment, desire, pleasure, pain, etc., function when there is the intellect. In sleep, when that intellect is destroyed, they are not present. Therefore, indeed, they belong to the intellect and not to the self. As light is the nature of the sun, coolness of water, and heat of fire, so is existence, consciousness, bliss, eternity, purity of the self. Of the self, the aspect of existence, consciousness, and of the intellect, the mental modifications. Combining these two through non-discrimination, there arises the cognition, I know. Of the self, there is no modification, and of the intellect, there is no knowledge whatever. The individual soul, knowing all erroneously, becomes extremely deluded, thinking, I am the doer, I am the seer. Mistakenly knowing the self to be the individual soul, like the rope snake, one is seized with fear. When one knows thus, I am not the individual soul, I am the Supreme Self, one becomes free from fear. The self alone illumines the intellect, etc., as also the senses. Even as a lamp illumines a pot, etc., oneself is not illumined by those inert objects. For one's knowledge, there is no need of another knowledge, as the self is of the nature of knowledge. In the matter of its own illumination, a lamp is not in need of another lamp. Negating all adjuncts through the aphorism, not this, not that, one should realize the oneness of the individual soul and the Supreme Self through the Mahavakya. The Nescience born objects, such as the body, etc., are ephemeral like bubbles. As distinct from these, one should know thus, I am the pure, blemishless Brahman. As I am different from the body, there are not for me birth, old age, decay, death, etc. Nor is there connection with sense objects, sound, etc., as I am without sense organs. As I have no mind, there are not for me misery, attachment, aversion, fear, etc. For indeed, Scripture, Shruti, declares, it, the self, is without the prana, it is without the mind, it is pure, etc. Attributeless, actionless, eternal, undifferentiated, undetermined, unsullied, changeless, formless, I am eternally liberated, pure. Like space, I pervade all, outside and inside, and am unwavering. I am always the same in all, eternally accomplished, unattached, without impurity or blemish, and unmoving. I am verily that Supreme Brahman, which is eternal, pure, free, and one, impartate bliss, non-dual, and existence, consciousness, and infinite. The residual impression of the form I am Brahman alone, thus rendered continuous, destroys the projections of nescience as medicine destroys diseases. Seated in a solitary place without attachment, and with senses controlled, one should contemplate that one self which is infinite without thinking of anything else. Having dissolved through the intellect the entire objective world and the self, the wise one should contemplate the self, which is always pure, like the pure space. Having given up all form, color, etc., the one who has realized the supreme truth remains as of the nature of the plenary consciousness bliss. The distinction of knower, knowledge, and the object of knowledge does not exist in the Supreme Self, as it is of the nature of the one consciousness bliss, it shines of its own accord. Thus, when in the fire sticks of the self, the churning of constant meditation is done, the flame of knowledge arises, which consumes the entire fuel of ignorance. When the pervasive darkness, ignorance, is first dispelled by knowledge, as by the charioteer of the sun, then the self becomes manifest by itself like the sun. The self, although always attained, is unattained, as it were, through nescience. When that nescience is destroyed, it becomes manifest. It shines as if attained, like the ornament around one's own neck. The state of being the individual soul is occasioned in Brahman by delusion, as the appearance or mistake of a man in a pillar, and when in it the true essence of the individual soul is seen, that state of being the individual soul disappears. The knowledge that arises from the experience of the nature of truth stops instantly the ignorance of the form, I, mine, even as the sunrise just stops the confusion of directions. The yogin who has true wisdom sees everything in himself alone, and the one self which is all, with the eye of wisdom. The entire universe verily is the self. Other than the self, there is nothing. He sees all as the self, even as one sees pots, etc., as but clay.
That is release while living, wherein the wise one gives up the previous limiting adjuncts and their attributes and attains the nature of existence, consciousness, etc., like the worm becoming the wasp. Having crossed the ocean of delusion and killed the demons of attachment and such, the yogin shines, being united with peace and exulting in the self. Having renounced the attachment to external fleeting pleasures and realized the self which is happiness, he ever shines within, like a lamp placed within a pot. Though remaining in the midst of limited adjuncts, the sage is unaffected by their attributes. Like space, though knowing all, he lives like the ignorant and moves about unattached like air. When the adjuncts are dissolved, the sage enters the distinctionless, all-pervading reality. Even as water becomes one with water, space with space, or light with light. Know that to be Brahman, that is gained of which there is no greater gain than the happiness of which there is no greater happiness, and then the knowledge of which there is no greater knowledge. Know that to be Brahman, having seen which there is nothing higher to be seen, having become which there is nothing higher to become, and having known which there is nothing higher to be known. Know that to be Brahman, which is full, being across, above, and below, which is the non-dual existence consciousness bliss, and which is endless, eternal, and one. Know that to be Brahman, which is indicated by the Upanishads through the process of excluding what is not that, and which is the one immutable, impartate bliss.
Depending on a particle of bliss of that Brahman, which is of the nature of impartate bliss, the creator Brahma and others become, all of them, relatively blissful. All objects are united with that Brahman, and everyday worldly interactions connect to consciousness. Thus, the all-pervading Brahman is in all, like butter in milk. Know that to be Brahman, which is not subtle, not gross, not short, not long, unborn, immutable, without form, quality, color, and name. Know that to be Brahman, by whose light shines the sun, etc., but which is not illuminated by those illuminated objects, and by which all this universe shines. Pervading by itself, both inside and outside, and illuminating the entire universe, Brahman shines like the fire by which a ball of iron has been made red hot. Different from the world is Brahman. Other than Brahman, there is nothing. If anything other than Brahman appears, it is illusory, like a mirage in the desert. Whatever is seen or heard is nothing other than Brahman, and through true knowledge it is realized that Brahman is the non-dual existence consciousness bliss. He who has the eye of wisdom sees the self that is all-pervading existence consciousness, but he who has the eye of ignorance sees not, even as the blind does not see the sun that is shining. Heated in the fire of knowledge kindled by listening, etc., the individual soul becomes free from all impurities and shines by itself like gold. the self, the sun of knowledge, rises in the space of the heart and destroys the darkness of ignorance. Pervading all and supporting all, it shines and makes all shine. Giving up all actions and without regard to direction, place, time, etc., he who resorts to the holy river or holy tank of his own self, which is all-pervading, which destroys cold, etc., which is eternal happiness and stainless, becomes omniscient, omnipresent, and immortal.